You need Crystal too? Yeah. Come on. Engage. Oh, all right. That's where you boys need to be, right there on the front row. Man, it's two boys in the church need to be on the front row. All right, these girls are all getting ready to go to camp. I don't even know some of them. But they said they could sing, so here they come. All right, you're the leader. Y'all just do. Amen. Hallelujah. One, two.
Something in your heart between you and the Lord. Are you drifting apart, not as close anymore? There's nothing you can do that He will not forgive.
Amen.
Bring it to the cross. Let it die so you can live.
Appreciate that, ladies.
Amen.
All right. They're going to get the grill fired up. Sabrina, you can sing one, can't you? Yeah, you can. How many of y'all believe Sabrina can sing songs? Say amen right there. Amen. Hallelujah. You want to? I'll play for you. Yeah. Where's your sorry husband at? Make him keep him. All right. Let's open the Bible to Philippians chapter 4 right quick. Philippians chapter 4, and we're just going to give you a little scripture here because I know you're just sitting there like, will you hurry up and say this so we can go out and play? I know how it is. Philippians chapter 4 tonight, I'm going to give just a little truth because we're fixing to go to camp. Man, I've got a message for tomorrow night at camp that I hope all y'all is ready to hear. And then Brandon Bruce has got some stuff, and Scott Hefner's got some stuff, and y'all are going to get the devil preached out of you, I hope. That's what all of us need, isn't that right? That's what all of us need. Everybody here needs the devil preached out of them at least twice a week. Because he gets in you real quick, don't he? Look at Philippians chapter 4 right quick just for a minute. And I want to show you a verse of scripture here tonight. Philippians chapter number 4 and look at verse number 11. Real easy thought here tonight. Look at verse number 11. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned. You see that? For I have learned. I have learned. In whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. You know, as you live life, you ought to learn some things. Have you ever heard somebody say, He'll never learn. We've all heard that, haven't you? You're talking about so-and-so? They'll never learn. They keep getting in trouble, keep getting arrested, keep, you know, losing a job, keep getting messed up, and people say, they'll never learn. Well, Paul said here, I have learned. Now, the smartest thing you can do as a young person is learn by listening to the Bible and listening to a preacher and listening to somebody older than you tell you. That's the smartest way. Because you're going to find out all this stuff the easy way or the hard way. To make up your mind which, you're going to find it out. You can learn the easy way or you can learn the hard way. But everybody's going to learn. Now, there's the experience is some teacher. And when you learn something by experience, it's deeper than just knowledge. It's part of you and your being, and you never forget it. A study of the Bible is postgraduate course in the richest library in human history. And so experience has been described as compulsory education. That means the greatest, my mom used to tell me, she said, the greatest education you can get is traveling. And I believe that a lot, because anybody who's traveled a lot knows a lot. You go places, you see how they do things in other countries and other lands, you can't help but learn something. I've been preaching since I was 19 years old, and you can't help but learn something in that length of time. I mean, Lord have mercy, you learn. You learn stuff raising kids. Parents, you learn stuff raising kids like you don't ever wake up your second child just to see it smile. When you get that first one, oh, you'll wake it up and play with it and everything. You don't fool that second one. You say, let it sleep, man. He said, get on my nerves long enough, and I don't want to fool with it no more than I have to. You learn all kind of lessons. You learn with your kids. You know when your kids say, all my girls here tonight, all my girls would say, Daddy, after they go to bed, Daddy, I want a drink of water. So I'd always tell them before they go to bed, go get you a drink of water, go to the bathroom, brush your teeth, whatever. Then we're going to pray and get into bed. Just as sure as they get into bed, Daddy, I want a drink of water. Y'all do that? I want a drink of water. This kid one time said, Daddy, I want a drink of water. He said, you hush your mouth. You better not say that one more time. About 5 minutes later, kid said, Daddy, I want a drink of water. Hush your mouth. I told you, get your water before you went to bed. 5 minutes later, Daddy, I want a drink. He said, boy, if you say that one more time, you want a drink, I'm going to come in there and beat the devil out of you. About 5 minutes later, he said, Daddy, what? When you come in here to beat the devil out of me, will you bring me a drink of water? And that's the way kids are. You know, man, they're little cons, you know it? Kids are cons. They'll con you, man. You underestimate them. They'll con you. They're little, you know where they get it? From you. That's where they learn it. From mama and daddy. They'll con you if you ain't real careful. Now, my middle daughter, Krissa, sitting right over yonder tonight, the middle one, when she was little, my bedroom's upstairs, their bedroom's downstairs, and she would say, she'd tell Carrie, she'd say, I'm going to go upstairs and sleep with Daddy because he's scared. see that con mind working? They figure out ways to con you. And they figure out ways. She could con me more than the other two would, I reckon. Because one time I told you when I'd gone off on a trip somewhere, and you know what? Your kids are like you and the Lord. You pray every day, and you learn something every day, and you talk to the Lord every day, it means something to Him. If you get up every day and you get down and you say, Lord, I love you, and I thank you for being good to me, and I thank you that I'm alive, and I thank you that I can breathe, and I thank you, Lord, I love you, it means something to the Lord. I ask people before, have you prayed today? Nah, I ain't prayed. Let me tell you the difference it makes. I'd go up, come home from a trip, I love all three of them the same. You know what she did one time? She's about that high. I come in from a trip. She said, Daddy, I've been looking for you. I said, you have? Well, what do you like? What would you like? Ice cream? New pair of tennis shoes? Whatever, anything you want. See, that means I love them all. But boy, when they say, I've been looking for you. Now listen, you know what all of us ought to do tonight? Every one of us ought to be on this altar and say, Lord, I've been looking for you. And that means something to God. It does. When God looks down and he sees one of his children, say, Lord, I've been looking for you. It means something to God. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Every one of us ought to get down. It means something to God, and you learn things as you go along. Now, you know what you learn? You learn the only thing that men learn from history is that men never learn from history. You know that? You know, they that refuse to learn the lessons of history are condemned to repeat them. You know what that means? That means if you don't look back and see how the last generation messed up, you'll mess up the same way they did. If you don't look back and learn from your parents' mistakes, you'll make the same mistakes your parents made. You're headed down the same road. I always tell them, girls will be just like your mama or worse unless God does something for you. You boys will be just like your daddy or worse unless God does something for them. I heard an old preacher get up one time. He said, this boy's going to marry this girl, and he's in love with her, man, and she's beautiful. He said, you better go look at her mama, because in a few years, she ain't only going to look like her, she's going to act like her. That's a scary thought, ain't it, fellas? Amen, that's right. She not only looked like her, she'll act like her before it's over with. Unless God does something for her. And if God does something for her, she can do better. But anyway, you learn those things. You know what you learn? You know what I've learned? I've learned a lot of things down through the years. Some the hard way, some the easy way. You know what I've learned? I've learned you should never judge a person until you've walked a mile in their shoes. It's easy to sit back and say, they shouldn't do this or they shouldn't do that. I've heard people get up and say, I'd never do this, and criticize somebody for something, and when they were faced with that very same circumstances, did the same thing or worse. Amen? You better be real careful about judging people, because if it was you, you might do the same thing or worse. I've heard people say, I can't believe that so-and-so. And when it comes their turn, they done the very same thing. As a matter of fact, you better be careful about judging people anyway, because if you'll look back in your past, there's things that you've done that were just as bad or worse for the thing that you're judging that person for. Am I right? You can't sling mud without losing ground. Amen? And when you got one finger pointing at somebody else, you got three of them pointing right back at you. I'm preaching to you tonight some things that we need to learn. I've learned a lot of things. Like Smith and Wesson beats four aces. You know, stuff like that. Never play leapfrog with a unicorn. You know, just normal lessons. Just as you go through life. You learn certain things like that. You learn stuff like, I used to tell Carrie when she was real little, I used to tell her Bible stories at night, and I'd say, Carrie, you remember this? I said, you can fool some of the people some of the time. You can fool all the people every now and then. You can fool a bunch of people once in a while, and sometimes you can't fool nobody, but you can't fool God. And we'd sit down, me and her'd talk, and we'd look at each other, and I'd say, now remember, you can fool people. You can fool me. You can fool your mama. You can fool your daddy. You can fool your husband. You can fool your wife. But you can't fool God. He's up there looking at you tonight. He's watching you. He's keeping the score. He's keeping the record. You may think you're slick. You may have this secret life over here, and then your regular life over here. You may have your church life here, and you got this other secret life. I'm going to tell you who you're not fooling. You're not fooling God. He knows what you're doing. He's keeping the record. He said you'll give an account. He'll bust you one of these days. I'm telling you tonight, you can't ever fool God. You better learn that tonight. You better learn you can't fool God, people. You can't fool God. I'm going to hurry and just give you a few things. You know what I've found out in this world? I've found out that sin is awful deceitful. The devil, he'll paint you a pretty picture. He'll put up this big old picture like this. Here's this guy, you know, he's got his arm around a pretty girl, and he's sitting on the Corvette drinking a beer, and the devil will say, all you got to do is go buy you some of that beer like that right there, and you'll have a Corvette. And you'll have a pretty girl. And you'll have this and that. And the devil don't never show you the backside of that picture. He never shows you the backside where that fella's sitting down there in an AA meeting somewhere, and his neck's about as red as that right there, and his eyes are bloodshot, and he ain't got no Corvette, and he ain't got no pretty woman, and he's lost everything he had. My daddy My daddy used to go around, and some of y'all knew my dad. Daddy didn't have no education. He didn't go, but maybe the second grade. He's from West Virginia. And everybody from West Virginia is crazy. But he had a lot of common sense. He is really smart. Ain't that right, Vicki? Amen. But they're smart in common sense. He had more common sense than most people. And he didn't know a lot of songs. And Daddy used to go out in the yard. He'd be working, and he'd sing this song. I reckon he made it up. He sung, I had a pretty woman and an old gray mule to ride. My pretty woman left me, and my old gray mule laid down and died. That's a song, ain't it? Ain't that a tearjerker? And you know what he was saying? You know what he was saying? Things ain't what they're cracked up to be. This world will paint you a picture. That drug dealer will tell you everything's going to be cool. This is wonderful. Try this. But he'll never show you the backside where you're crying yourself to sleep, where you're locked up behind bars, where you broke your family's heart, where you wound up divorced, where you wind up with a disease. The devil won't show you the backside of the picture, just the front side. Sin is deceitful. You know what? Sin offers smiles, but brings tears. Sin offers peace, but brings fears. Sin offers health, but sickness brings. Sin offers songs, but they don't never sing. Sin offers doves, but ravens come. Sin offers heaven, but hell is its home. Sin offers sun, but brings clouds. Sin offers life, but brings shroud. Sin offers freedom as its friend, yet slavery is its bitter end. Let me stop there just a second. You know what the devil will tell you, girls? You know what that? If you'll be sinning, you'll be free. This is free. The devil will tell you if you sin, you'll be free. Don't go by all these stupid rules. Go out and live like the devil. Go out there and party with people. You'll be free. Hadn't he told you that? Hadn't he told you? You'll be free. The truth is, the opposite is true. You'll be a slave. Jesus said, he that committeth sin is a servant of sin. The devil will tell you if you sin, it's freeing. It's freeing. You'll be free. You'll be free. Why, he's a liar. You'll be a slave to your sin. Sin don't free you up. It wraps you up in bondage. Listen, the most free person on earth is the one that said, I ain't under the influence. I'm happy in Jesus. Ain't nothing controlling my life. I've got a clear conscience. I can lay down and go to sleep at night. I'm saved. Heaven bound with a hammer down. Going to heaven. Hallelujah. That's the freest person in this world. Ain't got nothing to do with money. Ain't got nothing to do with Hollywood. Ain't got nothing to do with the car. Ain't got nothing to do with the bank account. It's in your heart, man. It's in your heart. Success it boldly offers you, but poverty is its last view. Sin offers silk, but bringeth clout. Sin offers in, but bringeth out. Sin offers rest, but bringeth toil. Sin offers joy, but brings turmoil. You heard my story before. This is what sin is. Girls say, hey, you want to smoke one of these? You want to drink this? You want to take this? Billy Kelly, an old preacher friend of mine, some of y'all remember Billy Kelly, big guy. He weighed about 400 pounds. And he eat all the time. He's at the hospital visiting. The old grandma, she's laying there in a coma. It was like, didn't even know where she's at. So Billy Kelly looked over there, and he sat there, and he's sort of waiting around, you know, see if grandma's going to talk. And there was a bowl of peanuts. So he ate one. Well, he liked peanuts, so he ate another one. And he liked peanuts, so he ate another one. And he liked peanuts, so he ate another one. And another one. And another one. It's all gone. And finally, grandma sort of roused up there a little bit, and, hey, preacher. And he said, Grandma, it sure is good to see you feeling better. She said, thank you, preacher. He said, Grandma, I hate to tell you this, but he said, I have ate every one of your peanuts. I'm so sorry. Please, I'll buy you some more. She said, that's all right. I don't care. Every time they took my teeth out, I can't eat them. I just suck the chocolate off of them. Let us all bow our heads and puke. Listen, you know what that is, kid? That's sin! That's sin! It'll get in you, man. It'll get in you. And the dope dealer comes around and says, here you go. He done sucked the chocolate off of that. That's that boyfriend you got that ain't worth shooting. That's that old fella out there that just wants to take advantage of you. He wants you to go and sleep with him, but he won't even get up and go to church on Sunday and won't serve God and won't do right. That's that girl, brother, that tries to get you to sin. All she's after is your money. That's that. Listen, all she's after is your car. Listen, brother, that's what sin is. This whole world's like that. It presents a pretty picture, but it ain't real and it won't work. Better learn that. You better learn that. You know what? This world's fictional. It's fiction. One of the great lessons of life is that this world ain't what it's cracked up to be. And one of the worst things about young people have to learn is that they're so impressed by the world. I mean, I preached about it. I'm going to be doing something this week probably showing y'all about the rap singers, rock singers, movie stars, all these people. They put you a picture like, wow, we got it together, and we're so cool, and we got it, everything, you know. But in reality, them people go home at night, and they're miserable, and have to take some kind of pill just to go to sleep. You know what that means? The world ain't what it appears to be on TV. And the sooner you learn that, but you learn it the easy way or the hard way. You can take my word for it, or you can go right on out there and find out the hard way. You'll find out in rehab. You'll find out in jail. You'll find out at the hospital, at the emergency room, or when the doctor says it's a disease. You'll find out the hard way, or you'll find out the easy way. The world is fiction. You ever read about old movie stars like Clark Gable? Died at 59 years of age. After 5 marriages, no kids, a total flop in life. Hank Williams. Oh, Hank Williams Sr. wrote the song, I Saw the Light. And I mean, it was a pretty song. Great. Lord used that song. But after Hank Williams wrote that song, Hank Williams Sr., they said he was traveling down from Nashville or somewhere up there in Tennessee, going to one of them gigs somewhere where they was playing. And he had his pocket full of goofballs, what Ruckman called them. I don't know what some kind of dope they called it back then. And somebody looked around and he's sitting in the back seat of that limousine, and they said, Hank, what about that light? What about that light? And Hank Williams Boone looked at him and said, there is no light. There is no light. And that's the last thing they heard him say before he died. There is no light. Elvis Presley done the same thing. Elvis is 42 years old, brother. And Jack Hiles talked to Elvis on an elevator. And Dr. Jack Hiles met Elvis on an elevator, and he said Elvis Presley gave him a clearer testimony of anybody he's ever heard in his life. He said Elvis told him, he said, when I was young, my mama took me to a church of God, and I got saved. And he said, I know the Lord came in my heart. And you know what Elvis used to do? After his concerts, he'd gather all his guys around that piano, and they'd sing Peace in the Valley and gospel music because his conscience was bothering him so bad he was miserable. He was a miserable person. And buddy, I'm telling you, he'd go from I'm all shook up to Peace in the Valley like that, crying. And when he died, they said his body looked like a pharmacy, a medicine cabinet. There's so many different drugs in him. Same thing with that Amy Winehouse. Same thing with Kurt Cobain. Same thing with that Heath Ledger. Same thing with Jimi Hendrix. Same thing with Janis Joplin. Same thing with all of them. Every one of them. You know what they found out? This world isn't what it's cracked up to be. Young people, if you don't hear nothing else I say, and I'm quitting because I told you I'm just going to preach a minute tonight. If you don't hear nothing else I say, don't believe this world. Don't believe this world. It'll get you in trouble. It'll lie to you. And then a devil will laugh at you while you pay. While you pay a price, he'll be laughing at you. He'll paint you a pretty picture. He'll paint you a pretty picture and get you in trouble and then laugh at you while you're sitting at home crying yourself to sleep. Sin is deceitful. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Everybody bow your head.